The World Bank Economic Memorandum says economic recovery has stalled in South Sudan amid a multitude of crises. They include the COVID-19 pandemic, climate shocks, and dwindling oil production, and most recently rising commodity prices brought on by the war in Ukraine. The World Bank says with weak institutions and a recurring cycle of violence, South Sudan remains caught in a web of fragility and economic stagnation a decade after independence. Feiraz Rat, the World Bank country manager for South Sudan, says peace and stability are the major drivers of a viable economy in the country. Rat says getting South Sudan to realize its potential in oil and agriculture will require consolidating peace and strengthening institutions, as well as targeted reforms to best use the country's rich natural capital.
One big conclusion that was drawn from the analysis embedded in the report was that the conflict was extremely costly in both human and economic terms, and that probably the largest driver of growth in the South Sudanese context could be peace and stability, and from peace and stability there are large economic dividends. And above and beyond the key messages related to peace and stability was a focus on agriculture and oil, and how oil can be used to transform not only the oil sector itself but drive growth in other sectors of the economy.
The report, which released Wednesday, says South Sudan's economy is one of the least diversified in the world, with the oil sector contributing 90% of the public revenue and almost all exports. However, the report says governance challenges limited the industry's ability to help improve living standards for the people and sustaining development. The World Bank economist for South Sudan, Joseph Mawege, says the report has three main messages.
The first one is that there's a big peace dividend in South Sudan, as you have seen from the report. That toll of the conflict on the economy was huge. In simple terms, what you see in South Sudan now could be three times more if there wasn't conflict. The second one is that with improved accountability and governance, the oil sector can it do more, and there has been extensive discussions on that, on what it would take to achieve that. And the third one is that with targeted investments and unlocking some of the binding constraints on agriculture, we can come out of the food insecurity trap that seems to get worse every year.
Mawege says the South Sudan government should improve the oil sector governance by ensuring that all oil revenues and expenditures are on the budget and used effectively to achieve development goals. He also says the memorandum recommends supporting the agricultural sector to reverse the food crisis and achieve food security. Mawege notes that in 2020, South Sudan authorities initiated an ambitious reform program and modernization of the country's financial management. He says that eliminated the gap between the official and parallel exchange rates, and inflation declined.
We are encouraging the authorities to stay the course on this reform agenda, because this is going to unlock some of all the challenges that we have been speaking about on governance, on transparency, on market, on macroeconomic policies, on having some rules-based policy making in South Sudan.
South Sudan Petroleum Minister Port Kang blames the economic meltdown on the lack of oil refineries. Kang says if the countries had refineries, there would be enough hard currency to stabilize the economy.
Learning from other countries is the most best way to assess and improve our own petroleum and other relevant industries alike. If we are to learn from one another, we need to measure, evaluate, and compare the challenges and success we have accomplished throughout the years. And all the indicators project has provided us with comparable cross-national data on areas of to focus on effectiveness, pattern experience, and efficiency of the sector. The current economic crisis, mainly driven by the Ukraine-Russian war and the global pandemic, may provide window of opportunity, an opportunity to rethink our investment strategy and priorities.
Kang says lack of economic opportunities and food insecurity are made worse by inadequate government services, deficient infrastructure, and recurring climatic shocks. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says South Sudan remains in a serious humanitarian crisis, with some two-thirds of the population's 8.9 million people in need of assistance in 2020, an increase of 600,000 since 2021. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.